向我们说明。
Give us ears to hear.
给我们一个能够有听的耳朵。
Cause our eyes to see.
让我们的眼能够看见。
What is the heart's desire of your heart today?
看见你的心意到底是什么。
In your precious name we pray.
靠你宝贵的名。
For the last 2 weeks, our brother has spoke on the book of Matthew.
在两个礼过去两个礼拜，我们弟兄跟我们交通到马太福音。
And I hope this week I'll try to carry on the burden of the brothers.
所以这个礼拜我就继续他们的负担。
Let's open to Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
我们从看马太福音16章18节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse
18. 马太福音16章18节。
Let's read it all together.
我们一起来读。
And I say also unto thee,
你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Let's read it English. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Another verse, John chapter 1 verse 51.
约翰福音第一章五十一节。
John chapter 1 verse 51.
约翰福音第一章五十一节。
Let's read all together.
又说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。
English. And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter you shall see heaven open.And the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Before this great revelation was given on verse 18 of Matthew.
在这里讲到马太福音16章18节，这是一个启示。
There was a great incident that happened that triggered or opened up the way for the Lord to reveal himself to Peter and the other disciples.
神启示开启了彼得。和其他的门徒。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees came to the Lord, asking the Lord for a sign.
那个法利赛人和撒都该人到主的面前要求一个神迹。
The Pharisees said, "Show us a sign from heaven."
法利赛人说，从天上显个神迹。
Outwardly, the request is a very simple request.
从外面来看，这个要求是很简单的。
But if we look carefully,into the request, it is both a temptation and a trap.
从里面来看呢，这实在是一个试探，也是一个陷阱。
By asking the Lord for a sign from heaven means that they never have recognized the many signs that have been done by the Lord before this verse.
向神要求一个神迹，就表示他们对以前所发生的神迹，他们并不相信。
Secondly, it's a sign from heaven.
另外说，从天上显个神迹。
They never recognize that Jesus is the Son of God.
他们从来不能够承认主耶稣是神的儿子。
The Pharisees only believe that this Jesus is just the simple son of a carpenter, the Jesus of Nazareth.
他们认为，耶稣不过是木匠的儿子。
He is never the Son of God.
他不是神的儿子。
So, but praise the Lord, our God, our Lord is 100% God and 100% man.
但是我们感谢神。我们的神是百分之百的神，也是百分之百的人。
And his incarnation brought God to man.
他的道成肉身把神带到人。
His incarnation brought heaven to earth.
他的道成肉身把天带到地上。
And I will say his incarnation bridged the unbridgeable gap between God and man.
他的道成肉身把人和神的不可就是很长的距离，他把它缩短了。
Praise the Lord, He is that person who brings us into God.
他就是把我们带给神的那个人。
So after making the request, then the Lord never gives in to the request.
但是主耶稣却没有答应他们的祈求。
He said, No sign shall be given except the sign of Jonah.
他说，除了约拿的神迹以外，就没有神迹给他们看。
In the other Gospels, we see that the Lord said that As Jonah is in the belly of the sea monster for 3 days and 3 nights, so shall the Son of Man be.
但约拿在鱼肚子里面有三天三夜，人子也是照样。
We know that the sign of Jonah typifies the Lord's death and resurrection.
我们知道约拿的神迹就是来预表基督的死。死和复活。
His death deals with the problem of sin.
他的死就对付了我们的罪的问题。
And praise the Lord, his resurrection releases life to us that we might be regenerated to become the many sons of God.
他的复活就能够使我们重新让我们复活成为许多的儿子。
But after this incident happened, this incident is just a background of what will occur in chapter 16, verse 18.
这些不过是后面将要发生事情的一个背景。
And because of this, the Lord, because of this incident, or based on this incident, the Lord brought the disciples to Caesarea Philippi.
因为在这个事情以后，主耶稣就到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内。
And in that very good atmosphere, the Lord asked the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
在这个时候，主耶稣就问，人说我是谁？
And a lot of his disciples said, maybe you, people said, you are John the Baptist. People say you are Jeremiah. Some say you are Elias.
有人说他是施洗约翰，有人说是以利亚，有人说是耶利米或者是先知里面的一个。
But the Lord says, but who do you say that I am?
但耶稣说你们说我是谁。
Some say you are John the Baptist, but who do you say that I am?
别人说我是约翰，施洗约翰，你们说我是谁。
Praise the Lord, there is a Peter who says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
感谢神，有一个彼得在那里说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
This is the breaking point.
这是一个转捩点。
A lot of people doesn't know that this Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
很多人都不知道耶稣就是神的儿子。
And even the enemy, even though he knows it, but he wouldn't admit it.
就是我们的仇敌，他虽然知道，他也不会承认。
But praise the Lord, there is a person here, in God revealed himself to him. He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
感谢神，这里有一个人，他说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And the Lord was so happy, he said.Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. Flesh and blood does not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
所以主耶稣就说，西门你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你，乃是我在天上的父指示你。
And he said, and upon this rock I will build my church.
他说，在这个磐石上，我要把我的教会建立。
Praise the Lord, his incarnation, death and resurrection is a process, you know, to solve the problem of sin.
感谢神，他的道成肉身能够解决我们罪的问题。
But more than that, the many process that he has passed through is for the purpose of bringing God to man.
但是更重要的他经过这个过程，那就要把神带给人。
Many times after we are saved, the thing that is in our mind is that after we are saved, the problem of sin is solved, then we have a ticket to heaven, right?
许多时候我们认为当我们的罪的问题被解决了，我们就拿到一个票可以到天上。
Yes, on the one hand, it's right.
从一方面来讲是对的。
But this is not the real purpose of God.
但是那不是神真正的目的。
To deal with the matter of sin is just a process.
这个罪呢，只是一个过程。
Of bringing us into God's kingdom.
带我们到神的国度里面。
But his main purpose in his redemptive work is just to cause us to be joined to him as one.
但是他永远的目的乃是要让我们与他联合成为一体。
He wants to be part of our living.
他要成为我们生活的一部分。
As the vine, as the branches are joined to the vine, so are we joined to Christ.
就像葡萄树枝接连在葡萄树上，我们也是一样接连于基督。
He wants to be joined to us and be part of our daily living.
他要让我成为我们日常生活的一部分。
Not only in the meeting, we try to experience the oneness with Christ.
不但是在聚会的里面，我们要来经历与神合一。
But more than that, he wants to be part of our daily living.
他要成为我们日常生活的一部分。
Maybe as we are, you know, the sisters are cooking for the children.
也许我们姊妹是为了孩子们在煮饭。
I will say the Lord wants to be part of your cooking.
但是神要成为我们煮饭的一个部分。
As the students are studying,
像我们在做学生的在读书。
He wants to be part of our study.
主耶稣要成为我们读书的一部分。
Such oneness the Lord wants to experience by us.
神要让我们经历他。
To such kind of oneness and being one with him.
好叫我们能够成为 与他合一。
To such an extent, as revealed in Galatians, no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
在哥罗西书里面说，如今活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
This is the kind of oneness the Lord wants us to achieve.
这是基督要我们进入的。
This is what we call the mingling of humanity and divinity.
这是说神性跟人性合在一起。
Oneness to such an extent, when people see us, they see God.
当人看见我们的时候，他们实在是看见了神。
They just want to, the Lord wants us to, you know, to be an expression of His very self.
神要让我们成为他的发表。
So this is the purpose of God on us personally.
这是神在我们个人身上的目的。
Not only that we might go to heaven.
不但我们要到天上
，but individually we become a witness, a kind of expression of the very God who is in us.
在我们个人，我们就成了一个见证，见证神在我们的身上。
Praise the Lord, He is that person in which that join us to God.
感谢主，他就是那一个把我们和神连接在一起的。
But the work of the enemy is try to separate us from God.
但是敌人却要让我们分离。
The enemy doesn't want us to have anything to do with God in our daily living.
我们的仇敌不愿意让我们的生活里面与神发生了关系。
May the Lord really have mercy on us that we can see the type of the enemy today.
我们求主恩待我们，让我们看见他的工作。
We are living needs to be so one with God.
我们的生活需要与主联合。
That our speaking become His speaking.
我们的说话就好像他说话一样。
His living become our living.
他的生命就好像我们的生命一样。
Nevertheless, the oneness with God does not only stop right here.
这个合一并不是就停在这里。
The revelation doesn't stop right here.
启示也不是停在这里。
The oneness with God individually is only, I will say, only at one half of the revelation.
个人与神的合一也不过是那个启示的一部分。
When we look carefully in John chapter, Matthew chapter 16 verse 18,
我们看到马太福音十六章十八节的时候
，He shows us that Simon Peter, thou art blessed.
他说西门巴约拿你是有福的。
Upon this rock I will build my church.
他说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Upon this rock I will build my church.
我要把教会建造这磐石上。
In the beginning of the gospel, the ascending and descending of the angels is only upon the Son of Man.
在福音书的开始讲到天使从天上上来下来，不过只是在主耶稣的身上就是了。
But when we come to the book of Acts,
当我们读到使徒行传的时候
，the descending and ascending of the angels is upon Bethel.
那个时候上升和下降是在那个伯特利。
Bethel, the house of God, which is the church.
这伯特利就是神的家，就是教会。
So it's more than an individual being joined to God.
是。不是单单一个人跟神合一。
The joining of ourselves to God is a corporate entity.
我们与神合一乃是一个团体的。
When we come to Revelation chapter 21 verse 2,
我们到启示录二十一章第二节的时候
，He said, "And I, John, saw the new city, New Jerusalem, coming up out of heaven from God."
他说我是约翰，我看见一个新的耶路撒冷从天而降。
What you see is a city coming down from heaven.
我们看到的是一个新的耶路撒冷从天而降。
You didn't see individual coming down from heaven.
你没有看见一个一个人从天上降临。
You didn't see brother Steve coming down from heaven.
你没有看见一个Stephen 弟兄从天上降临。
Or brother Dan King coming down from heaven.
或者是从一个Dan 弟兄从天
上降临。But rather we see a corporate entity, a building, a city coming down from heaven.
但是我们所看见的是一个建筑乃是一个城。
So today what God wants to achieve is not only to recover the normal relationship with Him.
所以今天神所要成就的不单是我们个人与他的正常的关系。
But he wants to recover the oneness of the body of Christ.
但是他乃是要恢复身体的合一。
I will say to have a normal relationship with God personally or individually is not much of a problem.
我们如果个人要与神恢复一个正常的关系并不是一个很大的问题。
Because only you got to please God, right?
因为你只要讨神的喜悦。
Aside from God, praise the Lord, everything is okay.
你只要讨神的喜悦，其他的事情都没有关系的。
But today we are here not as flower vase.
但是我们今天在这里 不是一个就是花瓶而已。
We are not here for display.
我们不是在这里展览。
We are here for God's building.
我们在这里是为了神的神的建筑。
We are here for the building up of the church.
我们在这里呢是为了神教会的建造。
So not only we should take care of our individual relationship with God.
所以不但我们要让我们个人与神有正常的关系。
We should also take care of the relationship with the saints with God.
我们也需要注重我们与圣徒的关系和我们与神的关系。
To have a relationship with God alone, I will say it's not much of a problem.
光是讲究个人与神的关系并不是一个很大的问题。
But to have the relationship with the saints in a very normal way, that's a big problem.
但是我们能够与圣徒保持一个正常的交通是一个大的问题。
I will say the saints, we are not only Chinese here, speaking Chinese speaking saints, but a lot of races coming together as one.
我们今天在这里不只是中国弟兄姊妹在一起，很多不同的种族在一起。
Just a very simple example. I'm a very fast person. My wife is a rather slow person.
就像我是一个很急的人，我的太太却是一个很慢的人。
The coming together is already a big problem, I would say.
这两个人在一起已经是一个很大的问题。
There is indeed a lot of adjustment going on.
我们需要做调整。
How much more when all the saints?Having different races, different backgrounds, different characters coming together as one body.
那如果这么多弟兄姊妹在一起要成为一个身体是何等的困难。
It's the most impossible task.
是一个不可能的一个事。
It is the most difficult matter to achieve.
是非常困难的一件事。
But praise the Lord is performing that.
但是神却在我们当中做这件事。
The work of his salvation is thoroughly focused on this one goal.
他救赎的工作实在是集中在这件事情上。
We might be different.
我们可能是不一样。
But the Lord daily is sanctifying us, transforming us to achieve this goal.
但是神在每一天都要来分别我们，让我们能够达到这个目标。
We are not here as dead stones.
我们不是死的石头。
If it is only dead stones, there are surely some rough edges on the stones.
如果只是一个死的石头的话，他们可能有很多不平衡的地方。
And these rough edges, you just cut it and put it together, right?
那我们就把那些凸出来的地方把它裁掉就可以了。
But we are living stone.
但是我们今天是活石。
Living stone, not for display.
这活石并不是展览用的。
We are not here for display.
我们不是在这里展览。
This living stone is to come together for God's building.
这个活石需要在一起成为神的建造。
And coming together for the building, we surely had a lot of rough edges to be cut off.
在这个过程里面，我们很多地方需要被主来雕刻。
In the process of building, I might offend you, you might offend me.
在这个过程里面，我可能会侵犯你，你可能也会侵犯我。
Here we need the Lord's mercy and the way of the cross.
我们就需要神的恩典，像十字架一样。
Because the building, the process of the building up of the church, we need to set aside ourselves and just have one mind, which is Christ.
我们需要把我们自己放在一边，而只有一个目的，就是神的自己。
In the church life, or I will say in the church, there is no element of human element inside the church.
在教会的生活里面，是没有人的成分在里面。
There is no you, there is no me.
也没有你，也没有我。
There is only one person, Christ.
只有一个人就是基督。
And because of it, we need our mind should be, you know, focused on Christ.
所以我们这个人的心思应该集中在基督的身上。
This Friday night, we have some fellowship concerning the book of Acts.
这个礼拜五我们交通使徒行传第十三章。
Here we, the apostle went to many places establishing the souls of the saints.
这个使徒们就到各个地方他们在那里建立圣徒。
What do you mean to establish the souls of the saints?
他们在 establish the soul,
坚固
他们的信心。坚固他们的魂。
You know, how come Paul says to establish the souls of the saints?
为什么保罗说要坚固他们的魂呢？
Because the spirit, there is no problem.
因为在灵里面，我们是没有什
么
问题的。
Our spirit has been, you know, indwelling God.
我们的灵还是居住在神的里面。 But our soul has a lot of problems.
但是我们的魂就有很多的问题。
There is the mind, there is the emotion, there is the will.
这里有我们的心思，有我们的情感，有我们的意志。
Before we are saved, our mind is totally focused on the world.
在我们得救以前，我们的这个魂注意这个世界的。
So after we are saved, our mind should be, you know, reprogrammed, focused only on Christ.
所以当我们得救以后，我们的魂需要被神来改变，来集中在神的身上。
There is also the matter of the emotion.
这里又有讲到我们的情感。
Before we are saved, our emotion only focus on ourselves. We love ourselves so much.
在我们得救以前，我们的情感只是注意我们自己，我们爱自己。
But after we are saved, the Lord is doing such a work that we have only one emotion, just to love Him and love the saints.
在我们得救以后，因为神的工作，我们就只有一个爱好，我们爱神的自己。
And we, before we are saved, we have this one will of ours, just want to please ourselves.
在我们得救以前，我们有一个意志，就是讨自己的喜悦。
But today our will should be refocused once again. I want to only please Christ.
在我们得救以后，我们的意志应该是要讨神的喜悦。
Oh, so the process of building is really a very difficult matter.
在这个建造的过程实在是一个非常困难的事。
But praise the Lord, the Lord is, you know, transforming us day by day, each and every one of us, all together for the purpose of building up together.
但是神却来在我们的里面来变化每一天，让我们能够达到这个目的。
Not that we might become special Christian or spiritual giants.
并不是要让我们成为一个很特别的基督徒，或者是在成为一个属灵的巨人。
But for the purpose that we might be building up together as one.
但是那个目的呢，是我们可以被建造起来成为一。
And in the process of building up,
在这个建造的过程
，there are two practical issues that we should take care of.
这有两个实际上的问题。
Firstly, is the matter of receiving.
头一个问题。是关于我们接受
the matter of the receiving of the saints
接纳对我们最圣徒的接纳
many times in our mind we only want to receive that is the saints that is like us
在我们里面我们常常只愿意接纳那些人跟我们差不多的
we have the same idea so I receive you
因为我们有一相同的一些看法所以我们接纳
your like and dislike is almost the same like me so we are one
因为你的爱好跟我的爱好很像
but today the receiving of God is different from our receiving
但今天这个接纳不是我们这种接纳
He receives everyone that has his life
主耶稣接纳任何一个人只要是有他的生命
and so we should receive whatever God receives
我们应该要接纳那些神所接纳
and you might tell me does God have a standard in receiving
如果你要问说神是不是有一个标准，一个接纳的标准呢
？Yes, he had a standard in his receiving.
神有一个他接纳的标准。
This altogether is revealed in the parable in the story of the prodigal son.
这是在那个浪子的故事里面，我们就看到这个标准。
The father has set up a standard.
神他的父亲也已经建立了一个标准。
But he had prepared everything in order that this prodigal son can caught up to the father's standard.
但是他能够做了很多很多的事，让这个浪子能够达到父亲的标准。
When the prodigal son came home, he is naked, he is so dirty, he lost the ring, everything.
当那个浪子回到他的父亲的时候，他不但衣服是肮脏的，他撕掉了他的戒指，他什么都没有。
So he really cannot cope up with the father's standard.
所以那个浪子是达不到父亲的标准。
But praise the Lord, the father has prepared everything to cope up with his standard.
但是呢，感谢神，那个父亲。已经预备了一切，好让这个浪子能够达到父亲的标准。
He prepared that, you know, wonderful robe to cover up the nakedness of his son.
他就预备了一个很好的一个衣袍，让他的儿子可以穿上。
Which represents the righteousness of Christ covering us.
那就代表神的公义能够遮盖我们。
Yes, by ourselves we cannot come before the Father, but praise the Lord, the Father prepared Christ to become our very covering.
感谢神，我们自己不能够来到神的面前。但是神却预备了一个遮盖，让我们能够来到他的面前。
We are so unworthy, we lost, you know, the sonship.
我们失掉了那个儿子的名分。
But praise the Lord, the Father prepared the ring to become a seal of the Holy Spirit that we are the many sons of God.
但是感谢神，他就预备了那个戒指，那个好像一个印证一样。
Today we have the seal of the Spirit in us.
今天我们也有那个圣灵的印证
proving us that we are the sons of God.
向我们证明说我们是神的儿子。
And individually speaking, we are so hungry, but the Lord prepared that fattened calf in order to fill our need.
在我们的里面，我们也像那个浪子一样，我们很饥饿，所以父亲就预备了那个小牛犊。
Because of this many preparation the Father has given to the Son, the Son is able to cope up with the standard of the Father.
因为这个父亲在各样事情上的预备，所以这个浪子就能够达到父亲的标准。
And because of this, the Father can receive the Son.
所以父亲就可以接纳这个儿子。
But the main thing is, after the Father has received the Son, there's another problem.
但是这个父亲接纳这个儿子以后，还有一个问题。
According to the situation, everyone should be very happy in the family because the son that is lost has been recovered back.
照理说应该每一个人都很高兴，因为大家这个失去的浪子已经回来了。
But there is an older brother who is not very happy at all.
但是有一个他有一个哥哥很不高兴。
After the father had received the son, the elder brother seems not to receive his younger brother.
但是那个大哥哥好像不能接纳这个小弟。
Well, because aside from the father's standard, he set up another standard.
因为这个大哥哥他有他自己的一个标准。
Oh, he said, you see, this young son of yours has, you know, used up all the riches that you have given him right now. You know, how could you receive him?
他说你这个小的儿子已经把你所有的一切都花去了，今天你怎么还能够接纳他呢？
So this is also our very condition.
这就是我们今天的情形。
Oh, when we see the saints, the father receiving, but you know, he's not much of a brother.
在今天我们也是一样，虽然有一个弟兄是神所接纳的，但是我们看他，觉得他好像也不太怎么
像。Well, I pray three times a day. I read the Bible every day, three chapters in the Old Testament, one chapter in the New Testament. But how about you?
我们就觉得啊，我每天读圣经，我祷告三次，我每天读多少旧约，多少新约，但是你怎么样呢？
We have set up our own standard to receiving of the brother.
我们有我们自己对弟兄姊妹接纳的一个标准。
Brothers, we need to set aside all our standards.
我们需要把我们所有的那些标准放在一边。
In the practical issue of the church life, we should only receive what the father has received.
在教会生活里面，我们要接纳父亲所接纳的。
Surely there are in the church life there are weak ones, there are strong ones.
在教会的里面。有一些是软弱的，有一些是刚强的。
But no matter whether you are weak, you are strong, we all need to receive.
不管我们是坚强的，或者是软弱的，
as、
我们都需要来接纳。
As Paul said in the Corinthians epistle, he said, that the uncomely, we should add on more comeliness to him.
所以在哥罗西书里面，他说那些不体面的，我们就要把体面加给他。
Maybe he is really not much like of a brother outwardly.
虽然他外面看起来不怎么像个弟兄。
Or maybe he had a lot of lack.
他可能实在是很有缺乏。
But what should we do? We should add on to the comeliness.
但是我们就需要来加上。
We need to, you know, to strengthen this brother.
我们需要来兼顾他。
For the sake of building up.
为这个建造的缘故。
Another item or the second point is that the matter of forgiveness.
另外一个很重要的一个点就是饶恕。
In the matter of building up of the church.
在这个建造教会的事上
，It is unavoidable there will be offenses going on.
不可避免的，我们就会彼此得罪。
We might have some frictions going on.
我们可能有一些摩擦。
But in this having offended brothers or the other brothers have offended us, we need to forgive one another.
在这些事情上，我们需要彼此的饶恕。
Many times we try to hold on to our very opinion and self.Interest.
我们有时候为了要保持自己的意见和我们的看法。
We just cannot forgive the brothers who have offended us.
我们不能够饶恕那些得罪我们的。
But for the sake of the building.
但是为了这个建造的缘故。
For the sake of God's eternal purpose.
为了神永远的旨意。
We need to forgive the brothers.
我们需要饶恕弟兄。
I like the word forgive.
我喜欢这个字。
It can be divided into two words.
它可以。分成两个字
，for to forget，
那个前面一半呢，就是忘记
，give is to give grace，
后面一半呢，就是要施恩典。
Many times we just like to forgive, but we cannot forget。
有的时候我们虽然是饶恕，但是我们却不能忘记。
Many times we say I forgive you, but I will never forget。
所以我们说我们能够饶恕你， 但是我绝对不会忘记。
But in the matter of, you know, in the church life, it's all totally a different thing.
在教会生活里面却是一个不同的一件。
When we forgive, we forget everything that has passed.
当我们饶恕的时候，我们要完全忘记。
Put it all together into the garbage.
完全把它丢弃。
But secondly, we need to give.
但是另外一方面，我们需要来施舍。
We need to grant grace.
我们要来施恩典。
Surely the brother who has offended us, he has not much grace.
虽然这个得罪我们的弟兄，他本身没有什么恩典。
Maybe he has fallen.
也许他已经跌倒。
But praise the Lord, not only we forget the things behind.
感谢神，我们不但是忘记那个事情。
Forgetting all the negative things that have happened.
忘记所有那些不愉快的事情。
We need to grant grace.
我们需要向人施恩典。
We need to pull this brother up once again.
我们需要把弟兄提起来。
That he might be recovered back to his normal relationship with Christ.
所以他能够被神恢复起来。
Normal relationship with the saints.
能够与弟兄姊妹有正常的关系。
Brothers and sisters, this is the building what God wants.
这就是神所要的教会。
The enemy try his best try to destroy the church.
我们的敌人希望能够毁坏教会。
For more than 2,000 years, the Lord keep on, you know, going on with the matter of building.
在2000
以来，神一直在这个建造的工作。
But until now, the church has not yet been completed.
但是一直到今天，教会还没有被建造完成。
It is all because of the many attacks of the enemy.
因为仇敌有许许多多的攻击。
He tried to, you know, forbid the matter of the building up.
因为他要来防止这个教会的建造。
Because if the church is built up, then his end is near.
如果教会建立完成，他的时候就要到了。
That's why in Matthew chapter 16 verse 18 it says, "And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it."
所以在马太福音里面说，阴间的权势不能胜过他。
How come the Lord specially, you know, mentioned this matter?
为什么神特别讲到这件事呢？
Because after the church is built upon the rock.
因为当教会建立在磐石上，
then the enemy is altogether defeated already.
然后这个我们的敌人就已经失败了。
Today the enemy is not afraid of individual spiritual men.
今天我们的仇敌并不害怕这些单独的属灵的人。
For more than 1,000 years, there are a lot of spiritual men being raised up.
在过去这些年代里面，很多属灵的人被主兴起。
But the enemy is not afraid of that.
我们的仇敌并不怕那些人。
What is he most afraid of is all the saints coming together as one body.
他所最怕的是所有这些人在一起成为一个身体。
Maybe we are not that spiritual.
也许我们并不是这么属灵。
But we are so willing to drop ourselves behind and come to be built up with the brothers, then that is what the enemy is most afraid of.
但是如果我们愿意把自己放下与弟兄姊妹合而为一的话，这是仇敌所害怕的。
Today it's not a matter that we should not pursue spirituality.
今天并不是说我们不要来追求属灵。
We need to pursue after spiritual things.
我们需要来追求属灵的事。
But what is the goal of your pursuing after spiritual things?
但是你所追求的是什么呢？
Is it for your own interest?
是你自己的兴趣
吗？ Is it only for my own spiritual growth?
或者是你自己属灵的成长吗？
Today our pursuing is not only for this.
今天我们的追求不单是属个人的。
Our pursuing after the Lord is altogether for the purpose of the building up.
今天我们的追求乃是为着这教会的建造。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主恩待我们。
I know it's really a very difficult matter.
这是一个很困难的事。
According to man's point of view, it's altogether impossible.
从人的观点来看，几乎是不可能。
Well, it might be impossible to you, but it's altogether possible to God.
虽然对我们来讲是不可能，对神却是可能。
He's going to perform it.
神他是要来建造。
Because the church is his masterpiece.
因为教会是他的计划。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿主恩待我们。
Maybe let's have some prayer.
让我们有点祷告。